We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hopefully we can grow from this. We know it wasn't perfect. I just love the way we battled. Never felt like we blinked and thought like, oh shoot, we got to catch back up. You know, every single situation we was like, we can attack it. You know, we weren't sitting back, you know, letting them read it. We were trying to be the aggressors.
Time is 4:29. It's brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Water, fire, mold issues demand the yellow van. James Conner set to join us in a half hour. That's the captain of the Steelers defense, Cam Hayward, who kind of gets lost in the Minka Fitzpatrick hype and TJ Watt explosion and Bud Dupree found money season where he's trying to make the money and having a big year. And then you've got Cam Hayward, who I think had a huge say in the Steelers beating the Colts. He knocked Brissett out and he blocked an extra point.
Oh, you rat. He dog walked Quentin Nelson on that play. That was, you want to talk about like dad strength personified in football terms, man. All I heard coming into that game was about how strong and how mean and nasty Quentin Nelson was. And Cam Hayward might as well have picked him up by his ear and dragged him to his room and slammed the door and grounded him after it. My God.
Arthur Motes in studio with us. But when you go back and you look player by player or position by position on the Steelers defense, where are the weaknesses right now?
I think their worst defensive player, Arthur, and I don't even think he's been horrible. I don't think he's been good. Their worst defensive player lately might be Terrell Edmonds.
How like, about Barron?
That's about it, though. But like,
I mean, Terrell had the big pass breakup.
That could have been he got a little, I thought, fortunate because he never turned around for the ball.
And he broke up a two-point conversion against the Colts, too. Yeah.
So I guess that's proving Andrew's point here. I say that guy might be the worst. If that's your worst or Barron, like Barron has been hidden pretty effectively, I think. I haven't seen Mark Barron in a couple weeks make a play where I was just like, oh, God, he's out to lunch.
Yeah, 10 tackles yesterday, too, man, for him. So that was productive. But, man, it's hard to...
I don't know if those are the good kind of tackles.
Well, though. I agree, but I say this.
Those are the you're still Mike making Mitchell the play, specials. Though, right?
You're still making the play. That's how I look at it, because it's plenty of people that miss the opportunity. Okay.
That's actually true. Who was the guy, Noah Fant, against the Browns, where he just ran through the entire team?
Yeah. Where are the weaknesses? I mean, Joe Hayden, I thought, had been struggling...
He had one of his better games yesterday, man.
Oh, I thought he had his best game. Interception, he was breaking up passes,
Goff,
he made his tackles.
Goff basically said he worked him over. The thing that he did, Hayden specifically, that has me convinced they are just playing with unlimited confidence and swagger because of Fitzpatrick.
Was give the ball to his wife after the interception?
That too.
That is a big time move.
Just, well, I think Hayden's a pretty smart guy, so that's just a smart move.
Man.
But he acknowledges having a receiver on a post route on his interception, and then basically just said, yeah, I was confident enough that that was handled if it needed to be, to peel back off and double back on that pass and just utterly fool. There's no way Goff sees that coming.
Not
how could
all.
You?
Not
Brady couldn't see that coming.
Yeah, that's elite level confidence in your guys that you're playing with, but when you're watching how these guys are clicking on the back end, how they're talking on the back end, and how just elite level athletes they all are on the back end, you can get away with that. And as long as you're making sure that you're studying the film and everybody's on the same page, you can do those type of things. He knew that Minka was going to be there for that post. So in turn, he knew that he could peel back on that other on the other route to make the interception.
Man, how the times have changed, because the Steelers secondary used to make me sick to my stomach. And now the only time we see Artie Burns is when a punt hits him in the head and he says it's Steelers ball.
Oh, which was
after he ran out of bounds and came back.
How long
in
ago was it? A couple weeks into the season, where we were talking about like, oh, maybe Artie Burns will be able to hold fast for them, and if they need him for some time here, that it just, I cannot remember a season, and I didn't think we were going to get to this point. No disrespect here, Arthur, because I've watched this team since I was a kid. I watched the defense be great, and then for several years it wasn't great. It was not the strength of the team.
Yeah.
It just, that's a fact. I did not honestly see on the horizon a situation developing where I would look at the Steelers defense again and not only think that they were good, but think that they were like a force that could win games. And now here we are. And it kind of feels like it happened very suddenly. Minka comes in. The first game, they have five takeaways. They don't win, but it is what it is. And between that San Francisco game and right now, it feels like they have come across like around on like 3 years worth of experience all at once. They look like the best defense in football right now. And here's a little number. You want to hear something?
Uh-oh.
Steelers defense on Pro Football Focus is now the best rated defense in the league. Better than New England. Overall defensive team rating.
How do you feel about that, Pony? How you feel about that, man?
I'm a huge fan of it.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Okay,
Bill Belichick's team's got to figure out how to stop the run.
Mm. I don't think they can.
Well, then they're not the greatest. They're not the 85 Bears.
I'm
Mason Rudolph called this team the 85 Bears.
I'm packing up my Patriots or the 85 Bears 76 Steelers defense here because they ain't.
They've got three guys, though, that I wonder now. We Bud Dupree playing for a contract. Yeah, but so are Hargrave and Hilton.
Yeah.
Man, yeah,
they passed
Hargrave
on both of those guys. Hilton just shut down Cooper Kupp, and Hargrave had seven tackles.
I thought Hargrave,
it was in the Hargrave had the big forced fumble,
right,
the strip sack.
I thought Hargrave was, in a lot of ways, their most underrated defensive player yesterday, man. He was constantly in the backfield, it seemed like. Constantly. I don't know. I also feel like Hargrave, too, is the kind of guy who you might be able to get back here. Like, of those three, Bud's gone. Like, Bud is going to get paid, and I'm weirdly happy for him.
And I think Hilton's
well.
Going to get paid now, too.
You know what, though? I feel... Not that he's replaceable. He has a very unique skill. He's very good at blitzing, and he's become better at like covering a Cooper Kupp.
And he's got an attitude that I like for this defense too, man.
Tough.
Don't you like Sutton though? Maybe stepping in as your third corner, better size, maybe better like to match up with some of the bigger slot guys. If somebody tries to put Juju type players in the slot,
the difference between those two is Sutton is the better cover corner, cover slot corner, whereas.
Hilton's a playmaker.
Hilton's he's just a playmaker.
I'd rather have a better cover guy, actually, believe it or not. I'd rather have a guy that can actually stick with somebody because I assume decent pass rushers will get home.
You know what?
I like guys who make plays. Period.
Tomlin getting a pass from me right now.
Ah, man, this is a beautiful
Keith
day.
Butler getting a pass from me right now.
It's a beautiful day.
Hold on, Arthur. You know what's coming here.
I'm waiting. It's Randy Fichtner. That's what I'm waiting on.
Scrap Bradley getting a pass from me right now. Terrell Austin. Getting a pass. Another successful challenge.
Wait, no. You leaving off a coach? Keep going.
Who else do you want me to throw in there?
I mean, it was only a huge play in the game where the special teams unit forced the interception. Can I please get some of that?
No, I think that was where the punt was coming in.
No, I can't.
Johnson fumbles a punt return.
Wow.
Dude, that
the
was
interception
all...
was huge.
It was like a Pop Warner quarterback.
It was still an interception. They could have.
Do you think I could have picked that ball off?
Granted, you might have picked it off, but would you have known to align how you were supposed to align after they broke the formation?
I don't know.
Probably
about that.
Not. Probably that's
not.
All I'm saying.
But I think Mueller pointed this out online. I also think Edmonds fumbled that ball at the end of that play.
Hey, that was
one they missed.
Look, man, I don't know anything about that. All right, just
can
stick
I,
with the positive.
Can we all
here.
Say like no, we haven't made one mention of it, and I'm not taken back. I mean, refs suck.
Yeah,
James's touchdown, I don't think I could overturn that call, whatever it had gone on the field. The fumble that Minka picked up and scored, yeah, that goes against the Steelers.
Oh, I'm losing
it. I am furious. And then I think Edmonds fumbled the ball. By the way, Trey Edmonds has one more pick than his brother Terrell Edmonds this season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.